Republican Andy Lamb from Menominee decided not to run for a second term. Five people ran in party primaries in September, and the two who won offer a stark contrast. Democrat Kerry Kittle is a history and government teacher in New Richmond. He says if elected, he'll continue to teach one semester a year.
So I will become effectively a half-time employee, and then I will go and work in the legislature full-time, returning in the next fall and repeating that cycle, devoting my full energies to teaching for that first semester and my full energies to legislating that second semester.
Kittle has done his homework on legislative issues, but his Republican opponent is not so prepared a month before the election. Baldwin resident John Murtha is owner of Murtha Sanitation. He's raised twice as much money as Kittle, but when asked about issues that directly affect his business, he's not sure whether he favors raising the tipping fee at landfills to limit out-of-state garbage. He says there's too much red tape for businesses, but can't cite a specific example. And on other issues, he's vague.
On a specific program, like I said earlier, I don't have anything specifically in mind.
As chair of the town of O'Galley, Murtha does say he would be opposed to a constitutional spending limit on local governments. So far, several versions of Tabor-like legislation have been defeated.
I am in favor of a constitutional change for the state to put a freeze on them and let them try to get this figured out at that level first.
Kerry Kittle says a Tabor-like plan would be disastrous to the state. The New Richmond teacher says Republicans have spent too much time on wedge issues like the Defense of Marriage Amendment and ignored health care, school funding, and ethics reform. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.